Here's a thought about burst mode. I remember in the early 1970s, I purchased a motor drive for my Nikon FM 35mm camera, and I was amazed at how fast I could burn through a roll of 36 exposures. It got very expensive. But there were occasions in which I needed the motor drive and was glad that I had it. Now, of course, my current camera can do a burst of 60 images in about 5 seconds. And I found myself last week doing this and frustrated that the buffer takes so long to write to the memory card. Because once I hit that 60 images, things just slowed to a crawl. And I had to wait for the buffer to clear before I could shoot another burst. And I was so disappointed in my camera. And I thought to myself, how silly. I used to go through 36 exposures, and then I'd have to stop and change the film before I could go through another 36 exposures and then pay a fortune to get them processed, particularly if I was shooting color or color slides. Now, 60 images in 5 seconds, and I'm frustrated that the buffer takes so long to write? That is such a good example of how far we've come in just our generation of photographers, that what used to be a miracle now seems primitive, that what used to be a miracle now seems frustrating, that we don't have more. So I found myself out shopping for faster SD cards so that I could get faster write times and clear the buffer. And I thought, how silly that this is such a first world kind of problem. But if I want to make those kinds of pictures, then I'm going to have to step up to, at least in this case, not new cameras, thankfully, but new cards that will write faster so that I can get those same 60 images in 5 seconds, but I only have to wait about a quarter of the time for them to write because I will have spent a couple of $100 on faster cards. That said, I have to confess, when you need burst mode, the equipment that we have is just mind-bogglingly capable. And the work that I was doing down here trying to photograph crashing waves on the rock, not a very novel subject, but one I was having fun with, is made so much easier because of today's miraculous technology and the fact that it's not going to cost me a fortune to process all the images that I photographed. By the way, I ended up walking away from the first session with about 1,000 images, and the next day I did about 2,000 images, and in neither day did I hit the limits of my cards other than the buffering speed. So I guess I have absolutely no reason whatsoever to complain. But it's just such a reactionary thing when you hit that buffer and then you have to wait for for a minute or more for the buffer to clear. I suppose I should have titled this rant, Confessions of a Spoiled Photographer.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.